You hear an awful lot about people in this country suffering from blood pressure. Well, what exactly is blood pressure? How do you spot the symptoms of it? And is there a cure for it? Well, here to talk all things blood pressure is our very own Dr. Declan Matthews. And Declan, fair to say blood pressure, it's fairly serious in itself, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is fairly serious. For a few reasons, it's fairly serious. Let's go back to what exactly is it. We have a heart in there which is pumping blood around the system. And that heart has to pump against a degree of resistance. And that's all that blood pressure is. It's that resistance that the heart has to pumping blood around the place. The best analogy would be, think of your central heating system at home. You have your boiler, and you have your pump in the boiler pumping it around to all the radiators around the house. That's the best way to look on blood pressure. Now, if you think of it, if your pump isn't working right, or if the pressure is up in your system, that pump has to work really hard and it doesn't like it. And that's really sort of where blood pressure comes in. It means your heart has to pump harder against resistance, and that's really what blood pressure is.
So in the human body, what causes that resistance?
That's caused by lots of different things. So like, there's lots of different causes of having high blood pressure. In some people, it's just overweight. If you have a lot of weight, you have, the pump has to work really hard to get stuff around all over the place. High salt content in your diet. Salt goes into your blood, pulls fluid in with it, shoves up the pressure. So there are dietary and sort of weight, they'd be sort of some of the major causes of it. Sometimes it just happens as a condition. And also, as we get older, it just happens. There's more resistance in our blood vessels, so the pressure goes up. So after 55 years of age, you know, you're likely to have it. Or you have a good chance of having it.
Will you always know if you have high blood pressure?
And this is one of the huge problems with it. You won't. Okay, you may feel tired. You may get headaches. You may get problems with your kidneys. You may have some pointers to it. But the vast majority of people haven't a clue, which is what makes it such a silent killer. People say, but I feel perfect. And yet they have blood pressure.
So then how do you know whether you have it or not? Should people be doing blood pressure on themselves regularly? Should they be going to the GPs? I mean, should you be testing for blood pressure after a certain age?
Absolutely. And I think this is the most important part of today's talk. People should be getting their blood pressure checked at least once a year. If you're young and healthy, maybe once every 5 years will do fine. If you're over 55, you should be getting it done every year. In Ireland, 64% of the over 50s, I don't like giving out statistics because people's brains can sort of glance over a little bit, but there's 800,000 people over 50. There's 800,000 people over 55 who have blood pressure in this country. And frightening, half them don't know it.
You were telling me this outside in the office before we came here. That is scary.
It is scary. And it's a simple test. You go to your GP, you go to the practice nurse, you go to a chemist, they'll do it for you. You have a friend who has a machine at home, they'll do it for you. Get it checked, because if you don't get it checked, this is where the real problems lie. If you don't get it checked, you have a huge increased risk of heart attack, and you have an even bigger risk of stroke. And I've often said it before, I don't mind dropping dead in the morning, I'm gone, that's the end of me. I don't want a stroke, I don't want to live like that, for the sake of getting my blood pressure checked.
So if somebody knows somebody that has a blood pressure machine at home and they want to test themselves, what are the readings they should be looking for? Because I think that confuses people as well, because it's two readings, or how does that work? How do you know whether your reading is high or not?
Generally, there's a lot of discussion in medicine about this, whether it's 140 over 90 or 120 over 120 over 80 was the figure always given. But in fact, 140 over 90. So if your upper figure is over 140 and if your lower figure is over 90, or either, it doesn't have to be both, you're then talking blood pressure. But basically, if you get somebody to check it, they'll tell you fairly quickly whether you need to follow it up or not. And you see, sometimes when we get our blood pressure checked, I know when I get my blood pressure checked, I tense up a little bit. But most people who check blood pressure allow for that. So they'll check it now, they'll check it in a minute or two time, and it comes down. And once it comes down, then we're happy.
So when you're talking the two figures, I suppose not to get too technical or medical about it, what does the 140 represent and what does the 90 underneath it represent?
The 140 is when your heart actually is pumps the blood. So you can imagine the heart is pumping the blood, so it pumps it out, so it sends it out under a higher pressure. And the 90 is just when the heart is relaxed again. So that's all you're checking, both of those.
So it's the beat of the heart, really.
It's the beat
of
the heart, because it's the heart is the pump. So it's when it's pumping it and when it's relaxing. They're the two figures. And if you think of it like, let's go back to the analogy I had about the central heating system again, right? If the pressure is up, so when the heart beats, it sends it out at 140. That's the pressure it's sending it out. But say it's sending it out at 200. Imagine, and go back to the analogy, we'll say, of the heating system again. What's likely to happen if the pressure goes up? You're likely to get a leak in the system somewhere. And a leak in the system in our bodies occurs as either a stroke or a heart attack.
So if somebody has been diagnosed with high blood pressure, what's the next stage then after that? Is it medication? Is it lifestyle? Is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. And when somebody has been diagnosed with blood pressure, depending on the figure, if the figure is low enough, if it's, we'll say, 150 over 90 or something like that, it would be lifestyle changes, exercise, cut down alcohol, give up smoking, give up smoking, give up smoking. I can't emphasize that one enough, because there is no doubt smoking is the greatest cause of problems with the cardiovascular system. So it would be diet, exercise, watch your intake of fluids, watch your intake of alcohol, watch your intake of tea and coffee, those sort of things.
We always talk about high blood pressure. What about low blood pressure? Is that such a thing?
Low blood pressure is such a thing, but doesn't cause half the problems. I mean, most people with low blood pressure, it's more an inherent condition, and most people go around perfectly well with it. They're probably more likely to faint than others, but that's about it, really. It doesn't have the side effects of the heart attacks or the strokes, and they're the absolute killer. Quarter of all people who get a heart attack just drop dead. You have to avoid these sort of things.
So if there was one message there to get out to people, so off the back of this, what would it be?
It would be, go get your blood pressure checked, especially if you're over 55. Just go get it checked to see what it looks like, you know. And I know people are going to say, oh, you know, then I'll end up on tablets. Yes, you will end up on tablets. You'll probably end up on more than one tablet, because in the old days we used to put people on a tablet for blood pressure, and then you'd push that to the highest dose possible, and then you'd add in a second one if that didn't work. Nowadays, most people end up on two blood pressure tablets because it just works way better. You don't have to push the doses as high and run the risk of side effects. But as I said, the most important message coming out of today is get your blood pressure checked. It's very, very simple.
So you heard it there. Your blood pressure can be checked at your GP surgery. It can be checked with your local nurse. It can be checked in the chemist. There is many people I know have the blood pressure machines at home. Probably not ideal if you're not used to checking it yourself. Maybe go to a GP, I'm guessing, if it's your first time checking it.
Just get it checked. Really.
Right, fair enough. And a reminder there of the numbers. 140 over 90, we said, is if you are checking it at home.
Yeah.
Try and keep it within that realm. Declan, as always, an absolute pleasure. So guys, if you haven't had your blood pressure checked, if you're worried about it, please go get it checked.